August 1, 1926, The Secret of Jesus. The power and goodness of his secret. I was longing for my sweet good, the life of my life, and since he was not coming I thought to myself, how hard is his privation. Ah! Jesus does not love me anymore. And not only have the caresses, the kisses, his great shows of love, which he so abundantly gave me before ended, but his lovable and enrapturing presence also keeps me waiting longer and longer. Oh, God, what pain! What a continuous martyrdom! What a life, without air, without breath! My Jesus, have pity on me, on your little exiled one! But while I was thinking of this and other things, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and leaning his arms on my breast, told me, my daughter, you deceive yourself in saying that I no longer love you as before. On the contrary, you must know that my kisses, my caresses, the shows of love I gave you, were the outpouring of my love. Unable to contain it in my interior, I showed it to you with many loving signs. And since between you and me there wasn't a great work to do, I amused myself with you with many signs and stratagems of love. But this served to prepare you for the great work that was to be carried out between you and me. And when one works, there is no time to amuse oneself. However, in spite of this, love does not cease, but is increased 100 times, strengthened and sealed. Now, my daughter, having shown to you the outpouring of my constrained love, I wanted to move on to give you what I contained within me. I wanted to communicate to you the great secret of the kingdom of my will, giving you the goods it contains. And when important secrets are communicated, and this is the most important secret of the whole history of creation, amusements, kisses and caresses are put aside. More so, since the work of the kingdom of the supreme volition is exuberant, and the greatest that can exist in the whole history of the world. Therefore, manifesting my secret to you surpasses all loves together, because in the secret there is the sharing of one's life, of one's goods. In the secret there is trust, there is reliance. And do you think it is trivial that your Jesus is trusting you, and that you are the object of my hope? But not just any trust and hope. Rather, the trust of entrusting to you the kingdom of my will, and the hope that you will place its rights in safety and that you will make it known for me. Now, having entrusted to you the secret of my will being the essential part of the divine life, I would not know what to give you that is greater than this. How can you say, then, that I love you less than before? Rather, you must say that this is the great work required of you and of me in the kingdom of my will. You must know that I am always occupied and all intent on working in you. Now I expand your capacity, now I instruct you, many times I move on to work together with you, other times I make up for you. In sum, I am always occupied, and this says that I love you more and more, but with stronger and more substantial love.